Well, yeah, Nick and I were so incredibly humbled and honoured to even be down in Canberra, I suppose, being amongst the group of nine finalists. And to have our name called out on Sunday night was absolutely amazing. You know, like we never thought when we started this that we'd be in that position, and really humbled and to be in such a remarkable group of people and get our name called out was amazing.
Tell us about the sort of start of the business. Where did the idea come from and how long did it take to kind of get up and running?
Yeah, Nick and I were lucky enough to be involved with quite a few food services for the homeless when we were at a young age. And, you know, that's where really our eyes were open to this huge issue for the first time. Every single night in Australia, there's 105,000 Australians who find themselves homeless. And, you know, Nick and I wanted to start something for our mates, but for, you know, other young Australians and other Australians, in fact, to get involved with. And, you know, we're thinking about another food van, but then the idea sort of evolved into this laundry. And the first thing we're all lucky enough to do in the morning is put a fresh set of clean clothes on. And, you know, we really think that the 105,000 Australians who are in that poor situation deserve that right.
So it's a big operation these days, but how do the sort of mechanics of it work? In the very first van you guys are driving around, was there how many washing machines and dryers were in that van?
Yeah, it's really, really simple. The first van we did, we hooked it up similarly to how a caravan works. It's power in, water out. And for that van, you know, we had two washing machines and two dryers. He was affectionately named Sudsy. And from there, he really first pilot project, and we've been lucky enough to evolve ever since then.
Is Sudsy still going these days?
He certainly is. He's about to enter into his retirement at the Sunshine Coast, where he'll spend sort of 3 days washing and a couple of days off to every week, but hopefully get a few beach days as well.
And just how big is the operation these days? Are you guys looking to expand now? You're getting a lot of publicity, I guess?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this award's an awesome platform to continue to expand and grow, but we currently have six vans, two in Victoria, one in New South Wales, and three down and in sunny Queensland. So really lucky, but also excited to utilise this award to continue growing our service to all of Australia that needs it.
And I guess what's the most rewarding part of the service for you guys?
I think it's the people we meet. You know, like every single person we're put in touch with on a daily basis has an awesome story. And whether it's, you know, a homeless fellow that we just met for the first time or a CEO of a big company, where, you know, constantly humbled by the people we have chats to and talk to, and it's amazing to be a part of it.
Now, you guys have had a lot of experience working with homeless people, as you mentioned. What are the biggest misconceptions people have about those people experiencing homelessness, do you think?
I think it's almost the, you know, ignoring people just because they immediately assume that, you know, there's some sort of underlying disorder. And for a lot of people, it's just a tough luck story. So it's one or two or three little things can go wrong and you can find yourself homeless. And, you know, we're all about challenging that stereotype of homelessness and proving that, you know, they're not all who we stereotypically assume someone who is homeless is.
All right, Lucas, well, congrats so much to you and Nick on the award yesterday. All the best with you guys going forward. Thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
No worries. Thanks for fitting us in.